Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, for the next hour, Bob Chapman of InternationalForecaster.com will be riding shotgun with us. They'll talk about some of the big developments in the economy. The federal government openly saying they're preparing to take private and public pension funds to give it to the private banks. That is Bloomberg. The latest developments there, but Bob Chapman, of course, has been run out of the United States for exposing these people, shot at, you name it. He helped publish the book, Gary Allen. They put out over 5 million copies. He's been fighting for more than 50 years, former military intelligence, worked in Germany, South Africa, you name it. But this was the only hour we could get them on today because I learned of this morning. I knew, because it was in the AP and other publications, a month or so ago, that he got set up by Williamson County. He's a former narcotics officer who does stings, exposing government violations of the Fourth Amendment, cops stealing drugs, you name it. And after he did a big sting, they arrested him and took their son. They have taken their son, and I have the CPS police report saying they took him because, quote, parents are unsuitable and create an environment where the children believe the government is out to harm them. So the headline up at Infowars.com, cops and CPS seize child from parents for mistrusting government. PrisonPlanet.com. This is the Soviet Union. I want to go to Bob Chapman before we come back with these folks. Then we'll get into all the other issues. But Bob, you were just telling me about another case of this with Canada and the U.S. I mean, this is bad. We're now under these rules of war against the people. They take your children for your political beliefs.
Well, this family was in New Brunswick, and it abuts Arista County. That's how it's pronounced, incidentally, in Maine. And they had bought a farm in New Brunswick, and the former owners of that farm had moved down the way, and they wanted to go down and see them. So they went down the road, and there were a couple of signs, but they thought they took the right road. They didn't, and they were immediately pulled over by Border Patrol, and they told them that they said, "You Canadians?" And they said, "Yeah." They said, "You're under arrest." Took them in. Now, this is a dog and two little girls and a man, and I think his wife was there too. And they fingerprinted them and charged them, but they said they were going to let them go to it so they could return to Canada. Now, what are these people thinking about? I'm talking about Border Patrol. I just don't get it.
Well, Bob, we're going to discuss this case coming up in the next segment and get your take on it. And then about 30, 40 minutes into the interview, our guest will leave us. But this was an emergency situation. Then we'll get into the economy and other issues. What do you think about the Fed-run anarchist announcing that they are going to go disrupt? We know how they disrupt, attacking people, breaking things at tea parties nationwide. How does that fit into my prediction that they're going to start staging events into the month of April, now this provocateur action with the Hatari militia? This doesn't look good.
No, it's going to continue to degenerate. And the reason it is taking the form that it's taking is it being forced to. And you saw a perfect example of that last Friday when we talked about, and then you did some further work on the fact that CNN wanted to interview you. They don't know what to do. They're trying to stop us, and they can't. And so they're branching out. They're trying to be disruptive everywhere that they can in order to keep us off balance. And it's not going to, because we're telling the truth, and we're not breaking the law, and we want everybody to know what their rights are, and we want everybody to know what's going on out there, what the government is doing.
Well, we're going to cover all of that coming up. There's also some good news. Federal judge finds NSA wiretaps were illegal. And so we'll be breaking that down. But coming up, police say teaching kids to mistrust government makes couple unsuitable parents. That's from True Slant. We also have our article on this that's more detailed. Cops and CPS seize child from parents for mistrusting government. You're not allowed to teach children to not trust the state. I guess Thomas Jefferson would have had his family taken away because of his common sense. We'll be right back.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're back live, 8 minutes into the third hour. Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster riding shotgun with us for the rest of the hour. We're going into the economy, anarchist groups espousing communism and socialism, that's the opposite of anarchy, are saying they're going to go out in provocateur and basically attack Tea Parties nationwide. We know they're foundation and government funded. We've proven that. Paul Watson has a detailed article breaking all of this down. It is so important. But when I read this morning, I had seen it in the Associated Press. I had read it a month ago. Police raid, never get busted. HQ, Barry Cooper, who lives in North Travis County, I guess on the Williamson County line. And I'd warned him when he moved down here as a former narcotics officer that the most corrupt county in Texas, one of the most corrupt in the nation, is Williamson County. Their Georgetown Police Department, their Round Rock Police Department, the county itself, the state police they've got up there. I mean, the things we've seen with their mayors and it just goes on, and they feed on the public up there. And I said, I wouldn't live there. And he's like, well, I can handle them. He started running stings against them. And we're going to talk about that. And he's put the videos out on the web with the stings he ran on the police in Williamson County. Well, they raided him, but that wasn't enough. I have the CPS report here out of Williamson County provided by the Coopers. It was Max Kaiser this morning that called us and told us about this. I had missed it this morning. This is Cooper Candace. That's Candy, Mrs. Cooper. And it says, Releasable copy, volume one. And this is put out. We're going to give you a document cam shot of this for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers right now. This is the police investigation report. And when you turn in here, they give the reason. Please explain your current concerns regarding supervision of the children. This is when they went to the CPS and filed this. Parents are unsuitable as and create an environment where the children believe the government is out to harm them. Again, parents are unsuitable and create an environment where the children believe the government is out to harm them. And it goes on from there. And that's why they took their children. And here's the article from True Slant. Police threatening kids. And the police go on to say, police teaching kids to mistrust government makes couple unsuitable parents. Here's the PrisonPlanet.com article. Cops and CPS seize children from parents for mistrusting government. And so Barry and Candy Cooper are here. They have their 8-year-old daughter, but their son has been taken by the government, and their 8-year-old daughter is here with them today. Barry, just give people, and Candy, give people a basic boil down of what happened with Williamson County, why they came at you and went after your children because of this.
Well, our first sting in Odessa, where we stung the cops, resulted in a lady getting a release from federal prison about 2 months ago. And coming off the success of that, we went into Williamson County because of all the complaints. And I actually live in Travis County. I took your advice, Alex.
Okay, so I was confused. So they got you out of the jurisdiction. I mean, they waited to get you in their jurisdiction.
Well, what they did, my daughter and I were headed to the university to give a speech, and they got Travis County Narcotics along with Williamson County Narcotics to arrest me and took us to our house.
So they knew you were going to a speech. They were waiting. Go ahead.
Yeah, they were waiting, and I was in handcuffs, and my daughter was out in the driveway, and they forced us to watch a felony raid on our home with no way to warn Candy, and it was because we had went into Williamson County and did a sting. I caught a cop there stealing drug money. I put the free video up on our website, nevergetbusted.com. It's 45 minutes, and 5 days later, they raided us.
Wow. Well, so you did take my advice, because I was worried about you. You were saying I may move up there and may run stings, and I said, well, you've got a lot of courage, but I knew they were going to do this to you. I mean, I've never seen anybody as dangerous as Williamson County.
Well, you know, Alex, it is a police state. I had no idea, because we had our lawyers look at all over all the sting material, and they said I was safe as far as not breaking any laws. But 2 days in solitary confinement away from my family, they actually wouldn't even book me in jail for over 15 hours. They kept me hidden, and our lawyers and stuff would call, and they said, no, he's not in this jail. They had me in solitary confinement the whole time. Searching our home. They did that for 4 hours and took all of our media, all of our computers, all of my tapes that we had worked so hard in 3 years on. And then it resulted in a big CPS investigation where they made comments that they were concerned with our daughter's safety because she had sudden outburst of crying for no reason during the raid. Well, that's crazy. Of course she's crying.
Yeah, that's in here, too. So they raid you, they cry, and they usually try to put kids on Prozac if they cry. Oh, we took you from your parents. You're crying. We're going to put you on deadly drugs. Incredible.
Well, they even go on in that report to say that we give our kids drugs, which is nuts. There's no proof or evidence of that. We don't give our kids drugs. What happened is since we got the girl out of prison and we busted the Williamson County deputy, they realized we were no longer a nuisance and became a serious threat, and we're feeling the full force of the government on our family right
and
now.
And you were a former highly decorated narcotics officer who refused to go along with all the frame-ups, just like Dr. Frederick Whitehurst, former head of the FBI crime lab we had on 2 days ago, just saying it's totally criminal. I mean, it is operating procedure to frame people. Now, please continue with the CPS situation.
Okay, they raided us on a misdemeanor for one, false report to a peace officer. And in the affidavit, it even says an unidentified caller called in the suspicious bag, which had the drug money that I'd planted in it. But the truth is, in that affidavit, they said they heard my voice in the background. So they raided us on a misdemeanor, which never happens. And we had a fight for our lives. And right now, our 8-year-old son named Zach Johnson is in East Texas now in a bad place, a bad situation. He's got cerebral palsy. He's almost deaf. He's on a four-year-old level, and we've never been away from him his entire life.
Now, let's be clear. Whose son is he biologically?
Mine.
Yes, and he's almost his entire life he's been with you guys.
Yep.
But thank God he's not just in CPS hands, though. At least he is with his father.
Yes, which I don't know which is worse.
Which really? We kind of think we'd rather be in CPS's hand, as bad as that sounds, because now we're going into East Texas courts. And in that affidavit, they're bringing up statements that Barry and Candy are nationally recognized marijuana advocates. Barry and Candy appear on Fox News all the time, and they make claims such as everything the government, our teachers, our churches, and our parents taught us about narcotics was wrong, which that's true. So they're accusing us of all these things that are true. It's our political.
Marijuana is listed as a narcotic.
It is.
By them, in fact. So all of this is going on. And in the report, they took the children. They took your son because how did they learn, supposedly, that you were saying bad things about the government? And how is it their right to take a child now because parents say don't trust the government?
It was my ex-husband, which we had been friends with this whole time for 3 years. He knew what we did. He's been at our house, you know, we were all friends. He found out through, I guess,
a lawyer that we sued for $10 million on a false raid 3 years ago. Williamson County Narcotics Unit called that lawyer and said, we've got Barry Cooper now. So that lawyer got with the real father of Zach. And it really is a conspiracy and retaliation on us.
They filed a restraining order on me and Barry and about 3 weeks ago.
And we're all
terrifying.
We're all a really close family. Our 16-year-old daughter finished her first year of college at ACC last year. She's in her second year this year. We're a very loving, close family. And, of course, we teach that the government is out to get us. They're the ones who came into the house and pointed guns at my kids and put me in jail for something that I didn't do. It's all for busting that cop. And he's a captain at Liberty Hill Police Department that we had been getting complaints on, and we set a trap for him, and we stung him. And there was an HBO film crew there when we confronted the chief of police with the video evidence. And 5 days later, they were raiding our house. And that raid in jail was nothing, Alex.
Well, this sets a precedent now. I mean, the police say you're criticizing the government. We're going to take your child. I want to go to Bob Chapman. Bob, this is classic terrorism. In the rules of war, and this isn't even war, this is political, you don't go after children and women. That has always been the rule because armies and systems don't want their forces going after their families. That's persona non grata. As a veteran, as military intelligence, as a patriot, Bob, does this make your blood boil to hear this case?
Well, it certainly does. It shows how out of control not only the federal government is, but other forms of government in law enforcement. And, you know, you say to yourself, where does it all end? Where are the good people? I mean, how do these things happen? And they are happening. This is a true story we're listening to here. You know,
I have the report. They say they took the child and are, I guess, trying to get the others because these people say teach their kids to not trust the government. I mean, that's as American as apple pie, Bob.
It certainly is. And so what course have you taken with the boy and getting him released? Where does that stand?
That's a good question. What course are you taking to get your son back?
We are fighting. Actually, we're in East Texas. We're fighting for change of venue so we can get it here.
Get it to Travis County. We're having to drive to East Texas and pay lawyers a lot of money. By the way, any donations would really help us because we are a family out here doing all of this. And the government's got more money than we do, but we're fighting it out in East Texas courts, which is really tough. So we go back in 2 weeks, and that 2 weeks feels like 2 years being away from our son. But we go back in 2 weeks for a venue change, and if we get that, then the Travis County courts here will be able to take over.
What venue is this in right now?
It's in Upshur County, Texas, the Bible Belt, 240 churches in that one county, and they do not like
it. And they have no idea police are dealing drugs, selling drugs. using this to put their kids in prison. They think it's of the Lord, and the CIA don't bring it in, and you are of the devil.
That's exactly right, and that's what we're fighting.
And what they're actually doing is allowing the devil to take over. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
They helped create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff.
New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more.
All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. That's DoubliShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
You can't live without food, can't live without water, you can't live without being prepared. And you can't live without Standbirds. Standbirds.com offers hunting, shooting, camping, and preparedness supplies at low discount prices. Get ready! Standbirds.com has a long list. Ammunition, air guns, archery, and firearm accessories. Books, backpacks, decoys and DVDs, scopes, water filters, solar panels, tents, knives, and reloading supplies. Holsters, crossbows, compound bows, muzzle loaders, tactical gear, target throwers, cases, bags, personal care, and pet products. And we told you a long list. So long it won't begin to fit in this radio ad. So go to Stambertz.com today and see for yourself. That's Stambertz.com. We have the hunting, shooting, and camping gear to meet all your outdoor needs at low discount prices. Stambertz.com. Patriot-owned, reliable service, high quality. What more could you ask for? Stambertz.com. Hunting and preparedness supplies you can't live without.
Man thinks, cause he rules the earth, he can do with it as he pleases. And if things don't change him, he will.
Well, one of the top photographers in the country, Dan Winters, is in studio with us. He's photographed Al Gore to Brad Pitt, from the presidents, you name it. And he's going to tell some of the interesting stories. That things he's witnessed doing this over the years. I met him and found out he was a fan and a listener when he took photos of myself for one of the cover stories for Texas Monthly last month. So that should be interesting coming up. And, of course, Bob Chapman's riding shotgun with us. You were just telling me that you guys have been threatened now, and that I don't even want to make your ex-husband, you know, the bad guy here. And I asked that. You said, no, he's not really. He's being threatened. He's being pressured. I guess the choice of CPS or take your son. But first, let's get into the threats, Barry.
Well, we've received threats, and attorneys of ours that know some people high up, and we've gotten hundreds of phone calls, people warning us and some other police officers that if we continue doing these cop stings, the next step is they'll plant something on me and put me away for 20 years, or they'll shoot me. So, like I said, we're one family exposing corruption, and the cost is very high. I had no idea this would ever happen.
Well, you're also getting ready to run for political office. That's another reason they want to bust you.
Yeah, I'm actually running for Texas Attorney General. And, by the way, one of the judges, I'd also let it out that if I didn't win Texas Attorney General, that I was going to run for judge in Precinct 5 of Austin. It turns out it was that judge in Precinct 5 that signed search warrant to our home.
Wow, so this is the political boss hogs in these counties are going, boy, you don't expose the good business we got. We got these Christians around here fooled that we're trying to stop everything. They don't understand how it really works. Now you going to keep your mouth shut, boy.
That's exactly right. That was a very good impression of what we're up against.
We run these counties. We run these slaves around here.
Yeah, and the JP that signed the arrest warrant for us, it's her son that's the prosecutor on this case. The sergeant that raided my house, I used to be a hero of his when I was a narcotics officer teaching other officers throughout academies in Texas how to seize the narcotics that I was seizing. And I was one of his heroes. And since I switched side, he's had a vendetta against us ever since. So when we busted one of his friends stealing drug money, that's when he came through our door with the guns drawn.
But again, the key to all of this, here is the police report, confidential, that you guys got a hold of, so we're allowed to release it here. And it says, the reason your son was taken, please explain your current concerns regarding supervision of the children. Parents are unsuitable and create an environment where the children believe the government is out to harm them.
And Alex, there's another statement in there that says, Barry doesn't believe in church and hates his dad and wants his dad to die. Well, it's true I don't believe in the church because of the harms they brought on this country. And the reason I don't care if my father dies or not, because he thinks I belong in jail. He's one of those old white Baptist Christian males, and he still thinks I should be separated from my family. So I disowned him 3 years.
But the point is, I mean, they're taking your personal comments and things and criticizing hypocrisy as if that's why you have to have your children taken.
Exactly, and that's what we're having to fight.
So this is taking people's children for their political speech.
That's what's going on.
Very dangerous precedent. Every parent is threatened. I mean, this is thought crime. You're a thought criminal, 1984.
Very serious.
Very serious. You know, Rosa Parks had to stand up on a bus one day to get something changed, and we stood up on a bus trying to prove that these cops actually do commit crimes.
Well, the drugs are brought in to reinstate slavery. They bring in addictive substances, push the legal ones on the kids at the same time. They're caught everywhere dealing them, controlling them, stealing the money. And they're the ones that want to keep it illegal, just like the drug dealers we've interviewed want to keep it illegal. Because they understand it's a black market that makes them all the money. And they're hoping the public doesn't figure this out. I don't like drugs. I don't like any of them. I mean, even coffee, I can't get off of it. But the issue is, you shouldn't go to prison for it.
Exactly. And you know, we caught a cop committing a felony stealing drug money, and nothing's happened to him, but we got raided.
And you had HBO with you. That footage is up on your website. Tell folks the name of the video and where they can see it.
It's nevergetbusted.com. It's a 45-minute video entitled Liberty Hill Finders Keepers. The whole 45-minute sting is there from beginning to end.
And there you are for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. A clip out where you run out with the HBO crew and show what's going on. Wow.
That's confronting the officer, and shortly after you can see where that cop actually was, threw the bag away and took the money.
You mean even after you confronted him, you did that, or before?
No, what we did, I secretly filmed him stealing that money, and I held it in my pocket for 3 months until the HBO film crew could get down here. Then we went into Liberty Hill to confront that officer.
But that's okay to do that. It's just, if we catch a kid with a marijuana cigarette, we're going to throw him into prison that Bubba happens to own.
Yeah, they didn't even catch my kid with a marijuana cigarette.
We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Before you slip into unconsciousness,
but whenever you're persecuted and you stay the course, God will open doors for you. We're going to talk about some of the exciting things that are happening for you guys right now. We need to pray for you, pray for your son, your daughter, pray for everybody involved, your ex-husband. You know, I mean, this whole thing is so terrible, what's happening, and them taking your son because you criticize the government. I mean, they've really opened themselves up to civil rights lawsuits. I want to say something about Williamson County and other rural counties that butt up to big cities like Austin. And we're now a big city, over a million people. 20 years ago, even 10 years ago, it was mainly cow pastured, some good old boys. And believe me, my family's been down here in this area of Texas for a long time. The corruption up there was known back then. You get good old boys in charge. They own the jail. Their family gets the contracts. And it's come out with past mayor and police chiefs up in Georgetown with just stuff you will just blow your mind what they're doing. And I predict Williamson County will end up going down in history. It's one of the most corrupt counties because as it gets bigger and hundreds of thousands of people move in there and they feed on all these new people from California and stuff moving in who have no idea. As they keep running this boss hog situation with hundreds of thousands of people under them, they're going to be brought to justice. And more and more they are being brought to justice. But Williamson County leadership is a cancer in this country. But similar things are going on. They've had all these CNN specials about where the police just admit in small towns in Texas, they just pull you over, take your money. You were taught how to do that. You were taught to plant drugs. Talking about your father, who thinks you're bad because you're for marijuana legalization, have you explained to him you were trained to plant drugs? I mean, does he think when you talk to him that that's morally okay, or does he just deny that's happening?
Unfortunately, like a lot of the older Christians in this land, their ears are stopped. My father won't even look at the evidence. He won't even talk to me about it. But he's a military man, and they taught him a certain way, and by God, that's not going to change. And unfortunately, that's the attitude a lot of...
But doesn't he know why we're having Obamacare and open borders and tyranny? It's because we are run by crooks. These mainline good Christian people need to stop living in denial.
Well, they're responsible for all the needless lives being locked up right now. They've made laws against morals. The Christians decided if they couldn't behave that way and everybody else was having fun dancing and drinking and doing drugs.
And the CIA narcotics traffickers in the 30s, even before the CIA was set up, they lobbied to have all this done because they'd lost alcohol prohibition.
Well, I actually got kilos of crack cocaine off the street that came directly from the CIA when I was a narcotics officer. And I was told at the time that that's what it was, and I didn't believe it because I was brainwashed too. And later in years, when those documents began to be revealed, I realized I was seizing cocaine that was put here by our own government and putting nonviolent people in jail for that. And I feel bad, feel really bad about that. That's why I switched sides and produced these videos that teach how not to get busted for pot. And then we started doing Cop Busters, and that's Cop Busters with a K.
You got a lot of courage, because I told you a year ago when you were in there, I said, buddy, get ready. They're coming down on you with both feet.
You did, Alex, and
they did,
and they did, and we
and they will. I mean, I'm just telling you that they will try to kill you next. I mean, you know that.
Yes,
this is big business. You're not going to cut into that.
Yes. You know, we've gotten. Did I already talk about the death threats and everything?
Yeah.
Well, I want to get Bob Chapman's final comments, and then shift into other areas, and we'll monitor this as it unfolds. But people should go to your site. They should watch the videos, research it for themselves. And we should also pray for the evil hearts of police that think of us as non-humans. I mean, I've had police over and over again try to frame me for violence. I have the national media doing it right now. I've showed a clip earlier where the military is trying to frame my camera guys as terrorists.
Oh, you're definitely on the radar. I'm surprised you haven't been raided. I'm not sure how you've kept that.
Well, they understand that we have extremely clean noses here. And I've sued government before and others. And so they realize that we're a big target. And so, but I'm sure it unfortunately is in the works, and I've been told. But see, my dad always explained to me, he said, and then years after I kind of saw a similar thing at the end of Carlito's Way, it's not the high level gangsters that kill Carlito, it's the low level thugs. My dad, when I first started getting into this, he said, listen, I've studied a lot of history. He said, you can go after Bill Clinton, you can go after big, powerful politicians, you can do that. He said that when you go after boss hogs, they will kill you.
Oh.
Because boss hogs you can beat. The big bankers pretty much don't care. It's these boss hogs that are dangerous.
Well, see, I thought the opposite. We thought we were safe just setting stings up for local police because that's what the local people need.
No, that's the most dangerous.
We realize that now.
I mean, if you're a cop trying to investigate Oklahoma City being an inside job, and they killed a bunch of cops up in Oklahoma, tortured them to death. I mean, they don't play games. I mean, this is a $500 billion a year industry of narcotics trafficking. And as long as the mainline Christians are asleep and sucking their thumbs, the scam can continue.
Well, fortunately, you know, Hollywood's caught on, and we signed a movie deal with...
Yeah, tell folks the positive news. You got an NPR special, HBO, TV. Tell folks.
Yeah, we signed a deal not too long ago with Brett Ratner, the Hollywood giant who did Prison Break and X-Men and Rush Hours. And they want to do a movie in the theaters about our lives. And April 8th or 9th?
April 9th.
April 9th, the NPR story will air about
This American Life.
It's called This American.
That's one of their biggest shows.
Yeah. Right.
About 4 million.
Yeah, that'll help.
But we were just as excited to be on your show, Alex. Yeah. Thanks for reaching out to us, because we are just a single family. We're not a big organization. We don't even have any full-time employees. We've done all of this as just activists as a family on our own.
Well, that's the key. We need more people to do what you've done until there's too many patriots standing up for them to stop us.
Exactly.
And that's one reason they haven't come after me physically yet. Well, they beat me up once, and I get threats and threats on my family. I mean, a lot of stuff's happened. Is because we're an idea, and ideas are bulletproof, and we have gotten millions of people to take action, and they know if they kill me, it will just make everything I've done that much more evergreen.
Exactly. Well, still be careful out there because they got Martin Luther King. And
well, I don't think I'm to that level. So,
well, you know, he did some great things for his time, and I'm so thankful. He's one of my heroes. But this is 2010, and you've certainly carried it to another level.
Well, guys, give the website out again.
NeverGetBusted.com. Please go there and help us out. We've got a donate button there for our legal fees. And
I asked you about the Texas Rangers, and they won't investigate this.
Texas Rangers announced they won't investigate the Liberty Hill sting, which is not a surprise to me because I have a private clip on YouTube ready to roll where I actually filmed a phone conversation between me and them where they said this: "We'll just come to Austin and kick your ass." And I've got that on film. They did that over the Yolanda Madden case where we stung the cops in Odessa on a false raid that resulted in Yolanda being released from prison after being there for 4 years. She's out of prison now.
Barry, do you remember me telling you to make copies of all your stuff? They didn't seize everything you had, did they? All your videos?
Pretty close, but we've got some backup.
Well, you've now got to put that Texas Ranger clip out.
And I actually didn't keep our videos on site. We always kept them somewhere else, but I had them in the house because that HBO film crew needed them, and I forgot to return them back to their hiding spots.
Well, there's no doubt they were listening to your phones.
Possibly.
They're listening right now. What do you want to say to them?
Well, I want to tell them how cruel and evil they are, that this is cruelty like no other. When you start touching people's families, and I know you're not right, stop it, because we're not going to stop exposing corruption. And how dare you come into my home on a misdemeanor pointing guns at my family? If you were civilians and did that, you would have been charged with home invasion, burglary, theft, because you took all of our stuff and you did all that for a misdemeanor that I didn't even commit. And that's why we've got a $40 million lawsuit coming in your direction, and we're going to get our son back. I'll die. I'm nonviolent. But I will do everything in my power legally to get our son back. So, Zach, we're coming to get you, babe. Right, Candy?
And by saying he'll die, you're ready for him to kill you. You're ready to go all the way.
Well,
I'll use a real Texas Ranger quote from their founder. A man in the wrong can't stand up against a man who's in the right and keeps on coming.
Thank you.
Guys, good having you in.
Hey, Alex, appreciate it.
God bless you.
Yes, sir, thanks.
All right, guys, we'll continue to watch this case with Barry and Candy Cooper. Pray for them, folks. Okay, going back to Bob Chapman. Bob, thank you for holding during that. I'm going to give you the floor now on the economy, the police state, all the big developments. But putting in caps on that, Bob Chapman, what's your take on what you just heard?
I want every American out there who heard this program to start doing the same thing in their communities with these people who are in law enforcement who are breaking the law. And that includes judges and politicians, all of whom feed from the same sewer. And it's been going on for a long time. It's a minority, usually, of people within law enforcement. Most people in law enforcement try to do the right thing. But, you know, they have the code. You got to protect each other.
Well, Whitehurst said it 2 days ago, former head of the FBI crime lab. He said they're good at the bottom, but the sewage is at the top.
Well, it's the same thing in any organization. And, you know, to have people in law enforcement involved in narcotics, which affect generally mostly children, is dreadful. And, you know, we see these things going on all over the country. And, I think what happens to a lot of these men, especially those who are in higher positions and had been in law enforcement for a number of years, they just get hardened to everything, and they are dealing with criminals for years, and they adapt some of the same approach to life as criminals do because they're so exposed to them. And I'm not trying to make excuses for them, but it happens. It's just like when someone's kidnapped, they find a relationship with the kidnapper so that they can handle it.
The Stockholm syndrome.
That's right. And, you know, one of the things I want to mention here is a comment of the OSS during the 1930s being involved with narcotics. And they were taught how to do that by MI6, who had been involved for many, many, many years in narcotics, going back into the Middle Ages.
Yeah, back to the private crown-chartered British East India Company. That was the first private intelligence operatives in Europe.
And then they branched out when they took India, and then they had the giant heroin trade going into China, which they had taken possession of. And most of those shippers who were doing the shipping for them were families from New England and New York who were in the shipping business. And many of the great fortunes that exist on the East Coast today came from running heroin from India to China for the British. And that's well documented. I think people should understand as well that the Central Intelligence Agency, people within that agency are deeply involved in this thing. Books have been written for the last 25 or 30 years about the subject. And there are many, many people who are highly placed in government and close to government who have never been apprehended for what they've done, who have been deeply involved in this. And I'm not going to go in detail on it, but you see what's going on in the Mexican border. This is a fight which involves the U.S. government via the CIA and the Mexican government to take over the drug trade. This is what it's all about. And the drug trade saying, we're not going to let you do that because you're just as big criminals as we are. So if you want it, you're going to have to fight for it. And that's what that's all about. And I thought I'd let people know that because our government in the United States is unbelievably corrupt. Far worse than anything you could imagine in any country for many, many years.
Bob, shifting gears into the economy, you're our expert on that. What concerns you most with what's happening in the economy right now?
Well, I think that the sovereign debt problem, there's 19 countries that are bankrupt, and that includes the United States and Great Britain. And I think they're going to have to wind this thing down. They are using the injection of money and credit into the economy, not only here, but the G20 countries as well. These are the big countries. And they have used stimulus in each country. The stimulus is running up this month. It'll be the last month. The money and credit has been withdrawn to some extent. If they do not continue, the Treasury, the Federal Reserve, these central banks in these major countries, if they don't continue to inject money in the system one way or another, the system's going to collapse. And I've said from the very beginning, this didn't happen because it was incompetence or greed. This was planned this way. And so we don't know when they're going to pull the plug and create deflationary depression, but it's coming. And it could come very quickly. I'm looking at about a year and a half, maybe 2 years. And they're going to have to pull the plug because they can't control it anymore. And it passed the point of no return. They cannot go back. And believe me, they're terrified. And we have proof positive of that, of the way that they've gone after people like yourself, and of course me for many years. And they're going to go after other people. And anybody that exposes the crimes that they're involved in, whether it's narcotics or pedophilia or white slavery, all of these things which they're involved in, anybody is going to get a lot of heat.
Bob, let's break this down, though.
The heat is created, Alex. It shows you that we're being very effective.
But as the IMF and World Bank documents from 2002 state, as other reports from inside the system admit, they created the derivatives bubble. They intended to implode the economy, but now you're saying they're scared. I mean, has it gotten out of hand for them? I mean, if they set all this up, and we know they did, then why are you saying they're panicking and scared?
Because they are. I don't think they want to go through with it, but they have to. And so they're trying to devise when they can do it with the least amount of heat. Now, you've seen Greece. Greece is bankrupt, has been for 10 years or more. And so they brought it up deliberately to see what the reaction was. And what they intend to do is to take all the countries that are bankrupt, and there'll be 19 of them, I can assure you. They're going to bring them all down together. And that's why I've said in the program before, they're going to have a meeting just like the meetings that were held in the 1970s called Smithsonian and the Plaza Accord and the Louvre Accord. They all get together, they devalue all the currencies, and they default on the debt, and they have a deflationary depression and a war at the same time. And that's what they're up to, and that's where they're headed. And we're exposing it, and they don't like it, and that's why we're getting heat. And believe me, if they knew where I was, I wouldn't be around.
That's right. You had to leave the United States, what, a decade ago?
No, it was 7 years ago, the last time. But that's not the first time. It started in the 1960s.
Yeah, for those that don't know, Bob has been there from the very beginning of the True Patriot movement against tyranny. I want to talk with him about militias. We support the militias. We're all in the militia as men, 18 to 45. But we want to explain how they're setting militias up. Some of the Fed-run militias then get mad and say, I'm criticizing militias. No, we're warning militias. We'll be right back.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Bob Chapman is our guest, the InternationalForecaster.com. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. We've got the two new trailers we premiered last hour for Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, and a sneak peek, and the Invisible Empire trailer, the best yet, up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. right now throughout the weekend. If you're listening to rebroadcast, be sure and check it out as we expose these criminals and destroy their credibility, which is key to getting our country back, as our founding fathers did for more than a decade before we took the nation back. It was an info war. Bob Chapman, speaking of info war, militias are incredibly infiltrated. We support the militia. It's constitutional. But I've noticed that Fed-run militias always attack me when I warn other militias they're being set up. I warned Hatari in August of last year and got attacked for it, saying they're getting ready to set you up. Out of 400 militias that are public, I called it right because I could see what was happening. Explain to people going into this month of April your take on how they're going to try to provocateur, or if you agree with me.
I agree with you, and, you know, they've used this for years. I mean, you can go back into the 1960s with the Minutemen. I mean, how many people have even heard of the Minutemen? It was a very large, strong organization throughout the United States, sort of a more militant type of pro-American patriot movement than the John Birch Society was, which is more into education. And they infiltrated like mad. And it happened at every level. And so you had to be very careful what you said and what you did. And they're still doing it today. I mean, I had people from the federal government try to plant grenades in my garage. Now, fortunately, I caught them. And I told them if they came back, I'd kill them. And fortunately, they didn't come back. And I put up with this sort of thing for years.
Bob,
so you've got to be very careful who you're dealing with.
Bob, I learned this 14 years ago when I would warn militia people or catch fake militias lying about me that the Fed-run militias, when you warn other militias, they attack you, and you're not supposed to warn militias about infiltration. That is 2 plus 2 equals 4. Anybody attacking me for warning militias and saying I'm attacking militias and telling lies, obviously they are super suspect. Do you agree?
Absolutely. You know, I've seen it. I've gone through it. I've had people from government go to people who I knew very well and threaten to put them in jail unless they set me up. And they would say to the, and this happened several times, that you don't scare me, he does. And they went away and didn't come back.
Why do you think out of so many people they got a particular, well, you know the word, for you?
Because I work with the government. They train me. They figure they own me. That's the psychological profile of these people. How dare he go off and tell people the truth about what we're doing? He's supposed to do what we're doing.
How long off and on did you work in, for different intelligence agencies?
About 5 years. And I'll tell you something very interesting, and I won't tell you who the character is, but everybody knows him. I met him one time. We went in his office, and they wanted to do a business deal. And I flew into where he was outside Washington, and he was reading my file from the Central Intelligence Agency. And I said, well, gee, you must know all about me by now, because I hadn't known him before. And he said, yeah. He said, you know, you should be working with us. And I said, oh, really? I said, I just finished reading the book Compromised. Have you read it? And he said, well, I don't want to talk about that. Let's just talk about business. And so these people around and in government, some from the military.
Stay there. Got a break. Stay there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.